A survey's found 2 in 5 GPs have personal experience of mental health problems.
Around 40% of doctors questioned say they battled things like bipolar disorder, depression and anxiety themselves. The government's introducing an NHS support service to help, but will this be enough to deal with the problem? Joining us on the line to discuss this is Dr. Mark Pickering, a Christian who is also a prison GP in Yorkshire. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon.
So tell me, what's your reaction to this study?
Not surprised. I mean, I think many of my colleagues face mental health problems. The workload, the intensity of the job is very high. It's a very stressful environment for GPs and for many people in the health service. And I guess we often tend to focus on caring for our patients, and sometimes we can neglect our own health and maybe not feel able to speak up about that.
But how safe is it for a GP battling mental health problems to still be working and caring for other people?
I think it depends on the problem. So if, many GPs may face a level of anxiety, for instance, or low mood, and as long as they can lift themselves up and make good decisions clinically and at work, then that's perfectly safe. But I think it's, sometimes with mental health problems, you can lose the insight into when your function is dropping below what you need to be able to do to practice safely.
And how are you able to maintain a good work-life balance?
Me personally?
Yes, or any other GP.
Well, I think you do certainly need the ability to switch off from the job and not take all the problems home with you. And some of us do struggle with that. We worry about the patients that have we've seen that day, did we make the right decision, will they be safe, that sort of thing. There's also the worry about complaints and litigation that's always there.
So what needs to be done to better support GPs? How can they get some help?
Well, I think the NHS has set up the NHS GP Health Service, which is very useful, because many GPs, they're working in practices, it's small organisations, they might not have access to, say, counselling through their practice, but with the NHS GP service, they can now access that in a confidential way. And that's very helpful. I think there's also the wider workload and funding issues for general practice, because the complexity and the volume of GP work has increased gradually in recent years, and the Royal College of GPs have spoken out about that. So there's a problem with retaining GPs, because often GPs, as they go on through their career, they'll just get burnt out and often leave the profession. So we need to keep making it sustainable and recruiting and retaining more GPs and other practice members.
And Mark, how can Christians be praying for our GPs?
Well, many of us will have GPs and other healthcare professionals within our churches. And one thing you can do is just ask them how work is going. Obviously, they can't talk about confidential things, but in terms of how they're managing the workload, the kind of struggles that they face, it's great to know that other people are praying for them. So if you do have a Christian GP or a nurse or someone else in the health service, just ask them how they're doing, pray for them. They really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Mark. Dr. Mark Pickering, a Christian prison GP, reacting to the news that 2 in 5 GPs have personal experience of mental health problems.